Hey, Covert listeners, it's Rachel, the producer. If you like the behind-the-scenes look at Covert Affairs, Audioboom has a new show for you, their new true crime podcast, What Makes a Killer? Join host Jennifer Natoso every Thursday as she dives deep into the life and crimes of the world's most infamous serial killers. Season 1 of What Makes a Killer will analyze the lives of John Wayne Gacy, Jeffrey Dahmer, the Night Stalker Richard Ramirez, the Butcher of Plainfield Ed Gein, and more. From interviews with detectives, family members, forensic experts, and even some of the survivors, What Makes a Killer will give insight into the events that turned these people into cold-blooded killers. Was it working in a slaughterhouse that gave Joaquin Kroll a taste for savage butchery? Or the severe abuse Gacy suffered at the hands of his father? And just for our covert listeners, Audioboom has an exclusive clip all about the Duisburg Man-Eater, Joaquin Kroll. While you're listening, be sure to search for and subscribe to What Makes a Killer on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to Covert. You can also find a link in the episode notes. And now, here's an exclusive clip of Audioboom's new show, What Makes a Killer.
What Makes a Killer contains graphic details of sexual assault and violence and is not intended for all audiences. Listener discretion is strongly advised. It's summer 1976 in the industrial town of Duisburg, West Germany. Joaquin Kroll is standing by his attic window, carefully scanning the playground below. He fixes his eyes upon a neighborhood girl, 4-year-old Marion Ketter. A tingling feeling comes over him. He's attracted to the girl and decides to kidnap her at the next opportunity. On July 3rd, Kroll lures the girl back to his home. There, he sexually abuses her and kills her. Days later, a team of detectives search for the missing girl. One of them is the young Bird Jaegers.
When a 4-year-old goes missing, the alarm bells go off everywhere. Of course, you use a lot of personnel to try and find this girl.
As police go door to door questioning residents, a neighbor approaches them, visibly shaken. He explains that the waste pipe in his apartment building is blocked up. When he asked Kroll, his upstairs neighbor, whether he knew the cause of the clogged pipe, Kroll gave a chilling response. Guts. The police confront Kroll immediately.
And when we got there, other colleagues were already on the scene. And we then went inside the flat and experienced something terrible.
It's a scene of unspeakable horror. On the stove lay a human hand, simmering in a pot of water with carrots and potatoes. And inside the refrigerator,
there was this girl, completely dismembered. Upper arm, forearm, placed on corresponding shelves. So that he only had to take something out and add it to the pan. That was unfathomable for us.
In the plumbing, authorities discover Kroll had not lied. There are internal organs clogging the pipes, including the lungs of a small child.
Well, I was shocked, because I had a son who was not that much older. I had not been in the homicide division long, only for 2 years. That was something where you had to more than just swallow. I have seen many things, but this was something completely new to me, that a human being was able to do such a thing.
For 2 decades, Joaquin Kroll targeted women across West Germany, evading the authorities for years. Between the mid-1950s and the late 1970s, Joaquin Kroll confessed to killing at least 14 people. The youngest was Marion Ketter.
The fact that he got away with this for so long, I think we should really ask ourselves a lot of questions. How does somebody like this go under the radar for that long?
And while Kroll killed in stealth, innocent people were accused of his crimes.
Everyone kept saying he was the alleged child murderer, and that drove my father to his death.
This is What Makes a Killer, a 12-part series that chronicles the lives and crimes of the world's most notorious serial killers. I'm your host, Jennifer Natoso. In every episode, we'll trace a killer's origins, examine their behavior, and follow their path to bloodshed. We'll speak with family members, survivors, and experts to uncover how they became killers. Airing October 31st, we'll be releasing a new episode every week. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.